Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has made a decision on an application to develop a new filling station and shop on the site of the 2022 Creeslaw explosion. A man who tried to help the injured and dying in the aftermath of the Owen bombing says he carries survivor's guilt from that day. Donegal-based Senator Eileen Flynn has missed out on election as the last Cathaoirleach of the Shannon. And the junior minister with responsibility for special education and inclusion is meeting with the National Council for Special Education today to discuss issues with Little Angel School in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, Donegal County Council has made a decision on an application to develop a new filling station and shop on the site of the 2022 Creeslaw explosion in which 10 people lost their lives. However, the details of that decision have yet to be published. The application is for the demolition of the existing building and the erection of a new building which will include a Class 1 commercial building, shop, post office, off-licence, store, deli, toilets, a forecourt, as well as the replacement of underground storage tanks and pumps, an external canopy, associated signage, toilets and staff welfare facilities and a memorial garden. The plan also provides for a light-based memorial sculpture. A man who tried to help the injured and dying in the aftermath of the Omagh bombing says he carries survivor's guilt from that day. 29 people were killed in the Real IRA car attack in 1998. On the final day of the first phase of an inquiry into the atrocity, Simon McLarnon, who was a community dental officer at the time of the attack, has been giving evidence.
As I went to check his pulse, I realised there was nothing there. That's the first time I'd ever done that in my life. That was hard to deal with. I remember the look on his face as well. It haunts me to this day.
Senator Maria Byrne has been elected last Cathaoirleach of the Shannon in a contest between herself and Donegal-based Senator Eileen Flynn. Senator Flynn became the first traveller to join the Shannon when she was nominated by Taoiseach Micheál Martin in 2020. In proposing her Shannon colleague as last Cathaoirleach earlier, Senator Frances Black spoke of Senator Flynn's dedication to humanitarian issues.
Eileen is not just a senator, she is a beacon of hope and change for many. And before her election in 2020, she dedicated over a decade of her life as a human rights activist and a community worker. Eileen has tirelessly championed essential causes, advocating for housing rights, marriage equality and anti-racism. And her commitment to social justice is not merely a matter of policy, it's the reflection of her profound compassion for humanity. And since joining the Shannon in 2020, Eileen has continued to demonstrate her unwavering dedication to the issues that matter most. She's worked diligently to improve mental health services, ensuring that every individual has access to the support they need. She's fought for opportunities for minority groups, striving to create an inclusive society where everyone can thrive. And one of Eileen's most significant achievements has been her leadership as the chairperson of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on key issues affecting the traveller community. And in this role, she's not only brought important issues to the forefront, but has also given a voice to those who have often been marginalised.
Well, there were calls for reform of the process of the election of last Cathaoirleach of the Shannon this afternoon. The process is conducted by a vote in the chamber, unlike a secret ballot to elect the last Cathaoirleach Corla of the Dáil. Addressing the Shannon a short time ago, Senator Flynn labelled the process undemocratic.
I remember my mother used to say, and I do remember saying, never take on a job you can't handle. And for me, I'm a person, as Frances Black has said, before I ever came here, I dedicate my whole life to human rights and equality and diversity and justice. Today I'm standing up, I can't even ask for your vote because the Shannon doesn't work that way. You know, it's the question is going to be put to you. Do you support Senator Maria Byrne as Cathaoirleach? You are going to say yeah. Where's the justice in that? Where's the vote in that? So we're here. It's not very democratic.
Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness is a new LAS Cán Chóirle. He'll receive a salary increase in exchange for supporting Cán Chóirle Verona Murphy and stepping in for her to chair the Dáil when necessary. He won the vote 96-66 against Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snoddy. Speaking in the Dáil chamber this afternoon, Deputy McGuinness promised to use the position to promote the values of government and of democracy.
And of course in this chamber, ensuring that the government lives up to its first obligation, which is to keep its people safe. And all of this has a lot to do with the LAS Cán Chóirle and the Cán Chóirle, because all of these issues need to be debated in a constructive way in this House.
Well, the issue of the Irish language dominated pitches for today's LAS Cán Chóirle vote. Both nominees, Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness and Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snoddy, referenced the recent incident in the Dáil chamber where the Cán Chóirle's lack of Irish was called into question. It followed comments made at Gaeilge by the Taoiseach, which Verona Murphy said she was unable to rule on as she didn't understand. Deputy O'Snoddy hailed a former Donegal minister for his efforts to learn the Irish language. In 2014, Joe McHugh was appointed junior minister for the Gaeltacht, and after being criticised for not being a native speaker, he began his journey to learn the Irish language. He has since published a book titled Bay to All Right, in which he shares his personal story. Deputy O'Snoddy says others should take inspiration from the former minister.
We should listen to former Fine Gael minister Joe McHugh and his new book, Bay to All Right. And people should look at the journey he took in terms of learning the Irish language when kind of he got landed with a job that he was delighted to take, but he put the heart and soul into relearning the Irish language, because in many cases that's what it is.
The junior minister with responsibility for special education and inclusion is to meet with the National Council for Special Education today to discuss issues with Little Angel School in Letterkenny. The newly built school is too small to accommodate all pupils with special educational needs, with a number of parents being told their child will no longer have a place once the school moves to the new building. Minister Michael Moynihan on today's 9 till noon show pledged to find a solution to the crisis many families are currently facing.
It is very difficult, and like families with children with additional needs, you know, to try and make sure that they have a place in September, it is the most challenging. And in my time as a public representative, I've met many families across the country, and particularly over the last 5 years as chair of the Disability Committee. But you know, I was listening to your earlier contributions and the challenges that are there. School in Little Angels is a new school that has been developed over the last number of years with the Department of Education and the local input. And, you know, now we're at a juncture where families have been told on Friday that they don't have a place. This is very worrying. This is very challenging. And this is something that I would hope to investigate more with. I will be raising the issues with the NCSE, who are the body that are charged with it by the Department of Education. I will be meeting them this afternoon. I don't intend to give any guarantees here this morning. All I can say is that I understand their plight, and as I will work with the Department of Education and the statutory authorities to try and find solutions.
While addressing the Dáil last evening, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says the situation is causing unnecessary strain.
If you're a parent with a child with additional needs, sometimes it can be exhausting. And it's not the child that exhausts you, it's the system. It's fighting against the system over and over again. And over the last number of weeks, and indeed in the last number of days, the number of people who are coming to us are huge now. I've heard from parents firsthand that exhaustion, that beaten down of the system, because their children doesn't have a place to go in September, or indeed at this point in time. In Donegal, we now have a full-blown crisis. We have a situation where, Minister, I'm sure you'll be aware, and I invite you up to Donegal to look at this in particular. We have a school there, which is Little Angel School. It is the only school in the county dedicated to students with severe and profound learning disabilities. It's a fantastic school. It recently had a brand new state-of-the-art building constructed, and it should be a moment of celebration for everybody. But it's too small. There are countless number of families who have sat across from me, some of them in tears, that can't get a place for their son or daughter, despite all of the reports, and I have some of them for you, all of the reports tell them they need to be in Little Angels. And it's not fair in the staff, it's not fair in the principal, it's not fair in the board of management, the school is too small. Yet these children are not newborns. The state should know that these children have additional needs and that they need to be supported in the classroom.
Donald Trump has called Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator. In a post on his own social media website, the US president launched an attack on the Ukrainian leader. Ben Finnegan has more.
The over and back between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky has been going on since last night. This afternoon, Trump on his own social media called Zelensky a dictator without elections who has done a terrible job and that he better move fast or he won't have a country left. It follows the claims by Trump last night alleging that Ukraine was to blame for the Kremlin's invasion of the country. In response to that, Volodymyr Zelensky accused Donald Trump of being trapped in a disinformation bubble created by Russia. It all follows meetings between Russian and American officials in Saudi Arabia yesterday. The ongoing talks have been labelled as controversial, as Ukrainian officials haven't yet been invited.
There's a profound mental health crisis in Donegal that is getting worse and needs a government response. That's according to Donegal Deputy Charles Ward, who presented a summary of the findings of a recent Ulster University survey examining the health of those impacted by the defective concrete block crisis to the Dáil. He says government intervention is vital.
The independent scientific evidence confirms that defective concrete homeowners are significantly psychologically stressed at worst or clinically traumatised. The Minister must address this current and very threatening ongoing situation for families living in such distressed states. The defective concrete crisis is one that affects more than bricks and mortars. It's about families, marriages and people's physical and mental health.
There's been a 123% spike in the number of motorists in Donegal caught driving without insurance. Donegal was amongst the worst Garda districts in the country for driving without insurance between 2023 and 2024. Figures provided to MEP Cynthia Numerku show that there were significant increases in the number of vehicles seized right across the country from a driver without an approved insurance policy.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoes for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with athletics. Mark English has withdrawn from this weekend's National Indoor Championships. The Fun Valley man has been in excellent form in recent weeks that included a new national record where he shaved almost a second off his old record in New York. English's withdrawal comes after advice from his physio, but he is expected to be fit for the European indoors next month in the Netherlands. Earlier today, Oran McBrearty of St. Columba's won the Ulster Schools Intermediate Age title in Belfast. His school, Columba's, finished second, while Loretto Letterkenny were second in the senior girls and Columbus were third team in the junior girls. To football, a spot in the Champions League round of 16 is online as Real Madrid host Manchester City tonight. The second leg of their knockout phase playoff kicks off at 8 o'clock with the Madrid Giants leading 3-2 in the tie. City boss Pep Guardiola feels his side will need to play with courage.
Not to play to win the game, otherwise always you can lose, but always you are yourself. And the times we did really well here when they get results because we play to win the game.
Just ahead of that game, Real Madrid midfielder Jude Bellingham has been given a 2-game La Liga ban for being sent off for dissent in the match against Osasuna at the weekend. It doesn't affect his Champions League participation. Also tonight in the Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain hold a 3-0 lead as they welcome Brest and Juventus take a 2-1 lead to PSV Eindhoven. While at 5:45, Borussia Dortmund entertains Sporting, leading 3-0 from the first leg. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says a top four finish remains their goal this season. They welcome Premier League leaders Liverpool to Villa Park tonight, knowing victory would take them to within 3 points of the Champions League places. Emery says their opponents are the toughest they can face right now.
They are the best team in Premier League. They are the best team in Europe, and of course, being very difficult. Our challenge, how we can face them, how we can respond with our qualities against them.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot, meanwhile, has no problem with his team recording wins by a narrow margin. They held on for a 2-1 victory over Wolves at the weekend. And tonight they'll move 10 points clear at the top if they beat Villa. Slot says their ability to grind out results is the hallmark of a successful side.
It is the end phase of the season where results like this are quite common, like in our title-winning season with Feyenoord as well. It tells you that you have a team that fights till the end, and these games you need to win if you want to achieve something.
Tracy and Donegal jockey Patrick McGettigan is travelling to Pisa, Italy this week to compete in the Rebo Cup. The 16-year-old will be the youngest jockey riding in the event at the race course of San Rossair. Patrick was one of several jockeys selected from all over Europe to race. The Rebo Cup on Sunday will comprise of three races in which the mounts of the horses are drawn. A points classification declares the winner. In his career to date, Patrick has already achieved four victories under the training of JP Murta. GA President Jarlath Burns has revealed he speaks to Jim Gavin three or four times a week. The former Dublin manager is chair of the Football Review Committee, which brought significant rule changes to Gaelic football. The rules are currently being trialled in the Allianz Football League. And speaking at a conference today, Burns has stated the implementation of the rules is really working. Burns, of course, will be spending time in Donegal this week also, with the annual GA Congress being held at the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town on Friday and Saturday. Just finally, in rugby, Gloucestershire are set to sign Ireland out half Ross Byrne. It's reported the Leinster man will join the English Premiership club this summer. He's fallen behind Sam Prendergast and Kieran Frawley for club and country, as well as Jack Crawley in the Ireland squad. The 29-year-old does have 15 caps and has played for the Blues 15 times this season. That's your sport for today, Michaela. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a proposal to make it easier to have cabin-style homes in back gardens has come under fire. Opposition TDs say it's asking those caught in the housing crisis to try a shed out the back. Currently, planning permission is needed for structures that aren't directly attached to homes. Gavin Lawler from the Irish Planning Institute says it's a good interim measure, but not a long-term fix.
If you were to be able to put a 40 square metre shomra into your back garden, that's the equivalent of a one-bedroom apartment in Dublin City. Being able to fit that into back gardens, it can be challenging. It can cause other issues in relation to amenity issues for other adjoining neighbours. So it needs to be carefully considered.
Driving test delays in Donegal is back in the spotlight once again. Inishowen has been without a designated driving tester for over 2 years now. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says he has been inundated with calls from young people who are struggling to secure employment or travel to college due to the ongoing driving test delays. He says transport for people living in rural areas is essential.
Such a massive impact on these people's lives. Like young people in particular, like I know these people that are desperate to start employment. They're waiting. That's a condition of their employment, that they've access to a car. People trying to access college. I was contacted by a young lady who's caring for her father and needs to drive him to hospital and to doctor's appointments. So like access to a car in Inishowen, in a large rural area like this, it isn't just a luxury. It's an essential part of life, and it needs to be treated as such. It needs to be recognised.
The principal of Gaelscoil na Gcuaire Maestri in Donegal Town says he's delighted pupils can now benefit from the building they fought tirelessly for. Pupils will move into the long-awaited school for the first time on Monday. Almost 2 years ago, works on the new building were halted by government. A special education unit is due to be completed next year. Principal Owen O'Grada says Monday will be a momentous day.
I'm just delighted for them. I'm delighted for the people who campaigned and fought so tirelessly to get the building that they rightly deserve. And I'm delighted for the children who will vastly benefit from it. It's just an environment now that's fit for learning, and that's what I'm most looking forward to, is seeing the children learn and have a first-class education in first-class facilities, which they didn't have those facilities prior to now. And I just can't wait, as I said, to see their faces on Monday morning.
8,279 Ukrainians are currently residing in Donegal. According to the Central Statistics Office, the highest number of Ukrainian refugees living in the county is in the Donegal local electoral area. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
There are 2,007 Ukrainians in the Donegal electoral area who've been issued a PPS number, accounting for 7% of the population, while 6% of the populations of Glenties and Carndonagh electoral areas are comprised of new arrivals from Ukraine at 1,520 and 1,027 respectively. Milford and Letterkenny have recorded 781 and 1,616 Ukrainians, representing 5% of populations in both areas. There are 582 Ukrainian people living in the Buncrana electoral area, which is 3% of the population there. Finally, 2% of the Lifford Stranorter population is Ukrainian, totalling to 746 people.
There's an increased police presence in Coleraine following the seizure of a number of what have been described as sinister items. Police have confirmed that they seized a bicycle and a bag in the Strand Road area of the town on Thursday last. It's understood the bag contained cable ties, blue surgical gloves, condoms, a change of clothes and a balaclava. Investigations are ongoing and police say they are progressing a number of lines of inquiry. The government should listen to the people and ban greyhound racing. That's according to Greyhound Action Ireland, which is welcoming moves in Wales to get rid of the sport in the near future. Welsh leaders are working to end the practice there following a government consultation period and a petition that attracted 35,000 signatures. Greyhound Action Ireland's Nuala Donlan says there is a similar level of anger towards the sport in Ireland.
A Red Sea poll carried out in 2019 showed that 66% of Irish people did not want taxpayers' money being spent on greyhound racing. A Norstat poll carried out last autumn showed that that figure had gone up to 70%. There's no question, people do not want public funding of greyhound racing. Without public funding, greyhound racing couldn't exist.
Well, figures from the Irish Council Against Blood Sports released today show that in 2024, 13 greyhounds were killed at Lifford Greyhound Stadium. This included euthanisation and racing fatalities, while 22 dogs were injured during the same period. Nationally, 202 greyhounds were killed at races in Ireland last year. Weather now, showery outbreaks of rain today, heavy in places, highest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Donegal County Council has made a decision on an application to develop a new filling station and shop on the site of the 2022 Creaslaw explosion in which 10 people lost their lives. However, the details of that decision have yet to be published. A man who tried to help the injured and dying in the aftermath of the Oma bombing says he carries survivor's guilt from that day. 29 people were killed in the Real IRA car attack in 1998. Senator Maria Byrne has been elected last Cathaoirleach of the Shannon in a contest between herself and Donegal-based Senator Eileen Flynn. Senator Flynn became the first traveller to join the Shannon when she was nominated by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin in 2020. And the junior minister with responsibility for special education and inclusion is to meet with the National Council for Special Education today to discuss issues with Little Angel School in Letterkenny. The newly built school is too small to accommodate all pupils with special educational needs, with a number of parents being told their child will no longer have a place once the school moves to the new building. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The opportune notices for this Wednesday evening, the 19th of February. The death has taken place of John Mulholland, Coola Derry, Fanad, Donegal, also of Belfast. John's funeral service will take place on Friday morning at 10:30 at O'Neill's Chapel of Rest, 98 Stuartstown Road, Belfast. Cremation service will follow at Roselawn Crematorium at 12:40. Donations to his memory can be made in the Abbeyfield Belfast Society. The death has taken place of Annie Mae Hart, née Devine, Roger, Corner House, Lifford, formerly of Glenmornan. Reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Millicent Millie McKinley, formerly of 9 Myrtlefield Road, Kilfenan. Everyone is welcome to call at her son Norman's home at 11 Arden Place, Woodburn, this evening from 7 until 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, followed by a service of thanksgiving for her life in St Peter's Parish Church, Coolmore Road, at 12 noon. followed by burial in Ballyone Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Peter's Parish Church or Dementia NI. And the death has taken place in her 107th year of Sarah Doherty, née McFadden, Kinlargy Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence until 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral tomorrow, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.